Two horseway?
Okay. Now the wheels would start squeaking every once in a while, wouldn't they? Y'all have to.
They used to axe grease or something, you know, and put on there. Or to stop it.
Yeah, took that and grinned.
You know, most just took the hand and put it around there and then put the wheel back on. They had something like a little pin, you know, to go down there. And that way the wheel wouldn't wobble or nothing like that.
Yeah. You say you did what you grease.
Grease, yeah.
Yeah. But when you got your hands all, you always got your hands all
messed up, yeah.
All.
It'd be smoked black when the grease would be.
Yeah, you got them all greased, all. What? Say, got my hands all greased.
Greasy, filthy. Yeah.
When you were doing that?
Yeah.
Did, now, the wagon, did it have, you know, the kind of piece that ran between the wheels? That was the. You know what that's called? That?
Well, I think I know what you're talking
about.
The
axle, yeah. What about other things that you're, you know, around the farm that you follow and use?
Slinger blade, most popular thing.
Yeah.
You know, like you trim the edges of the dishes and you go up to his house and trim his dishes and sling grass off the yard, stump up the spot one way. And hoe it, you know, how to hoe.
Yeah. Did you ever, what would y'all use to sharpen instruments around the house? Did you have?
File.
Okay. Did you ever see those things that your daddy was sitting, you know, maybe sharpening his knife with?
On that leather. He used to have some leather thing, you know, you could sharpen a knife.
Was it a leather kind of strap?
Strap thing. You could sharpen it with. You had that because you have to keep the hole sharp, you know, to cut stuff with.
But, well, now I was asking you about the things your mother had in the kitchen. What about what she would boil water in?
She had one kettle.
Okay.
And a few boilers.
Okay. Now, when you were setting the table for dinner, you would put out all of what?
Mostly, we didn't set a table. Because my mother, you know, when everybody came in, everybody just sit down. Just go, you know, fetch it off the stove and
yeah.
Just sit down. And just sit down. And my father, my mother always would turn thanks first. And then everybody else around the table turns thanks themselves.
Okay.
And, like, if, you know, you had company or something come. Well, if they credited it to you now, my father always explained to me that it was best to give thanks for what you had. So, you know, everybody came there, wants to bow by his rule.
Yeah. Now, when somebody, tell me about dinner, what things would be like if a friend came in while y'all were eating dinner, maybe?
Say, come on in, take a seat and have something to eat.
Okay.
That was the most common thing, you know, because everybody. Well, then you only had dry peas and butter beans and stuff like that, dry stuff. And if you had a garden, like after, you know, man, the place you live on, after he got his freezer full and he sold whatever you want to, well, then he would give you, you know, what's left. And then usually then, my mother used to save peas and stuff, you know, over for the next summer and planter. That way, you know, we had stuff to grow on, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, wait till if a tomato or something dried up, something, she always saved the seeds for next year, have a garden and stuff.
Did you, now, around the house, did you have a kind of a fence around the house or anything?
No.
Just let the